Well, we're going to try once again to connect with Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, can you hear us?
Dan, please, it's Tom. We finally can connect it. Thank you. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. So I did want to talk to you about, of course, Brockton, one of the cities hit hardest by it. What are the current numbers looking like right now?
So Dr. Rick Herman and Dr. Linda Cahill from Board of Health just gave me the numbers. Loss of life is at 274. 274 people have perished. Current total cases right now in terms of positive active, 78 Brockton residents are dealing with it. And overall, 4,426 cases. So, you know, we're still in the thick of things here. I know some people are thinking that COVID is not in the community or the Commonwealth, but that's a falsehood. It's definitely still here. And, you know, statistically and metrics, Dan, we're still seeing increases. And, you know, we have to consider how we can control the spread of this this deadly virus.
Now, do you still have the testing sites open in the city?
We do. Actually, Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito declared Brockton a municipality to be included in the Stop the Spread campaign. So we've increased testing as of the 27th, Monday the 27th through August 14th. We have the testing at Brockton High School outside. We also have BAMSI, Area Multi-Service, working with NEMA and DPH to help do mobile testing around the city. The Brockton Housing Authority complexes are going to be testing sites as well. So, you know, the testing is metric-wise, testing was being decreased. People weren't getting tested as much as they had been in the past. So I want to thank the governor for including Brockton in round two of the Stop the Spread campaign. So we are really churning up the efforts, and I know both hospitals, Good Samaritan Medical Center and Signature Brockton Hospital, increasing their testing as well.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too, something we do talk about every week, and that, of course, is the school opening plan.
So we were scheduled to have a special school committee meeting this week, and it had to be postponed because of the crazy tropical storm, the bad weather that we had here in the city and in the county and the Commonwealth. So it is going to be this coming Tuesday. We will have, again, Dr. Rick Herman, MD, who is my medical consultant, to appear before the school committee again. He's done it once before. And I've said it, and I mean this. I mean, I'm a dad of three young kids myself, so I understand the concerns that parents have, and I'm a son of a retired teacher and a brother of a current teacher, so I get it. We have to have a safe environment for the students, for the teachers, employees. So we're doing our due diligence. We're really looking at the metrics. It's data-driven, not date-specific. I keep saying it, but it's true. So, you know, Brockton Public Schools and the school committee has not taken a formal vote yet. We do have to report back to Department of Education next week with our plan. But I can tell you right now, the full-time back-to-school plan is not an option. We've already declared that weeks ago. So really, the only two things would be 100% remote or a hybrid method. So we will vet it out again this coming Tuesday with the school committee, and I chair the school committee. And by the time I talk to you next week, Dan, I'll have some more concrete information to share with you and your listeners.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Be well. Stay safe. I'll talk to you next week, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you.